Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Enforcement Directorate files charge sheet against Congress leader Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi and others in alleged National Herald money laundering case. Supreme Court sets 6-month deadline for trial in child trafficking cases. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks to his Danish counterpart Mette Frederiksen over telephone. Both leaders reaffirm their strong support for India-Denmark Green strategic partnership. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari sets goal for highway construction at 100 kilometers per day. IMD forecasts above normal southwest monsoon from June to September. Sensex and Nifty surge over 2% amid positive global cues following temporary tariff relief on electronic goods by the US. And in IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings set a target of 112 runs before Kolkata Knight Riders in Chandigarh. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has filed a charge sheet in Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court naming Congress leader Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi in a money laundering case related to the National Herald newspaper. The charge sheet also names Congress Overseas Chief Sam Pitroda, Suman Dubey and others. Special Judge Vishal Gogne has posted the matter for further proceedings on the 25th of this month. A prosecution complaint has been filed under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act for the offence of money laundering. For details, we have a report.
The Enforcement Directorate began its probe in the National Herald case after Member of Parliament Subramaniam Swamy filed a complaint in 2014 accusing Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi and other senior Congress leaders of taking over properties of the Associated Journals Limited for a mere sum of 50 lakh rupees. He alleged that the Associated Journals Limited properties were worth over 2,000 crore rupees. Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi were questioned in 2022 as part of the probe. The National Herald is published by Associated Journals Limited, which is owned by Young Indian Private Limited. Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi each hold a 38% stake in Young Indian, making them its majority shareholders. Young Indian is under the ED scanner over charges of acquiring Associated Journals Limited and its assets for 50 lakh rupees against an alleged loan extended by the Congress. On 12th of this month, ED served notices to take possession of immovable assets worth 661 crore rupees in Delhi, Mumbai and Lucknow that it had attached as part of a money laundering probe linked to National Herald newspaper and Associated Journals Limited. Swati Rakheja for News Desk from Akashwani News.
The Congress has reacted to the Enforcement Directorate's charge sheet against Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi in the National Herald money laundering case, alleging that the agency's move is nothing but politics of vendetta in a social media post. Party General Secretary Jairam Ramesh criticised the move. Reacting to it, the BJP hit out at the opposition party for calling the ED's action vendetta politics. Speaking to Akashvani News, BJP spokesperson Alin Kohli said, merely labelling it vendetta politics does not negate the core issue that is under investigation.
This is also an opportunity for the Congress leaders to be able to put their point of view before a court, and then if they have merits in it, cognizance would not be taken off the charge sheet. However, the larger question is that if the investigation has revealed something that points towards the commission of a crime, and the court, in looking at that charge sheet, decides that this is prosecutable or deserves to be prosecuted, then the Congress party's these claims of vendetta politics will fall flat.
The Enforcement Directorate ED today questioned Robert Vadra in connection with his money laundering probe linked to a land deal in Haryana. The case is related to purchase of a land in Gurugram by Mr. Vadra's company. Earlier in the morning, Mr. Vadra reached the ED office in the national capital to appear before the agency. The investigation agency has summoned Mr. Vadra again for questioning tomorrow. The Supreme Court today laid down stringent guidelines for the prevention and expedited trial of child trafficking-related offences across the country. The bench of Justices J.B. Pardiwala and R. Mahadevan also directed high courts across the country to issue directions to lower courts to complete trial in child trafficking cases in 6 months. The top court issued the directions while hearing anticipatory bail pleas filed by the accused in a child trafficking case from Uttar Pradesh. It also mandated that such cases be heard on a day-to-day basis to prevent delays in justice. The court criticized the Uttar Pradesh government's handling of child trafficking cases and the Allahabad High Court for issuing bail to child trafficking accused. In a significant direction, the court said that if a newborn is stolen from hospital, the first step to be taken is to cancel the license of the concerned hospital. The case involved a stolen baby being delivered to a couple who were desirous of having a son. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to his Danish counterpart, Mette Frederiksen. During the telephonic conversation, both leaders reaffirmed their strong support for the India-Denmark Green Strategic Partnership and discussed enhancing cooperation across sectors for the benefit of the people of both countries, recalling high-level exchanges between both countries ever since the launch of the Green Strategic Partnership in 2020. The leaders noted the expansion of the Green Strategic Partnership in various fields, which have created favourable conditions for Danish investments in India to contribute to green transition. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he and Ms. Frederiksen also discussed regional and global developments of mutual interest. During the conversation, Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to the third India-Nordic summit scheduled to be held later this year in Norway and his meeting with Prime Minister Frederiksen at that time. The government today said that India's trade with the United States is expected to grow and reach $500 billion by 2030. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Commerce and Industry Secretary Sunil Barthwal said there are both concerns and opportunities for India in terms of the current tariffs. However, the country has taken a path of trade liberalization and is pursuing a bilateral trade agreement with the United States. He added that this path will open many opportunities for both countries. Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh, who was on a two-day visit to Rome, called on Italian Defence Minister Guido Crosetto to further enhance bilateral defence cooperation. During the meeting, the two sides held productive discussions aimed at further enhancing defence cooperation as a key pillar of the India-Italy strategic partnership. He also co-chaired the 11th India-Italy Annual Bilateral Joint Defence Committee meeting with his Italian counterpart, Secretary General of Defence Luisa Riccardi. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari today emphasized the significance of infrastructure development for the country and set a goal to expedite highway construction to a rate of 100 kilometers per day. Addressing the All India Management Association's 10th National Leadership Conclave in Delhi, he stated that within the next 18 months, the country's road infrastructure will surpass that of the United States of America.
अभी मैंने घोषणा की पार्लियामेंट में इसी सेशन में कि हम 25,000 किलोमीटर 2-4 लेन बनाएंगे और जो टेक्नोलॉजी की बात है वो बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट है. कॉस्ट ऑफ कंस्ट्रक्शन को कम करना और क्वालिटी ऑफ कंस्ट्रक्शन को इम्प्रूव करना और वेस्ट मटेरियल का यूज करना इको फ्रेंडली, इस पर हमारे इम्फोसिस है. मैं 100 किलोमीटर पर डे ये टारगेट रखकर काम कर रहा हूँ. और जहां तक देश की बात है कि 1.5 साल में अमेरिकन नेशनल हाईवे से हमारे हाईवे अच्छे बनेंगे, ये मैं आपको विश्वास दिला सकता.
Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda asserted that providing affordable and quality health care to every poor person in the country is a top priority for the government. The minister was addressing the 5th convocation ceremony of the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, at Rishikesh in Uttarakhand today. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami was also present on the occasion. The Union Health Minister and the Chief Minister also inaugurated various healthcare services on the occasion. We have more from our correspondent.
In his address, Union Health Minister J.P. Nanda mentioned where at the beginning of the century, India had only one AIIMS. Today, 22 AIIMS are operational across the country. He praised AIIMS Rishikesh for saving 309 critical patients via effective use of drone and helicopter services. He also added that by utilizing digital services like telemedicines, the institute has become one of the best in the country in delivering healthcare in remote and unserved areas of the state. He reiterated the government's commitment to providing world-class healthcare services to citizens. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
India's Hajj quota has been increased from 1,36,000 in 2014 to 1,75,000 in 2025. In a social media post, the Ministry of Minority Affairs said it is managing the arrangements through the Hajj Committee of India for over 1,22,000 pilgrims this year under the main quota. The ministry said all necessary preparations, including flights, transport, Mina camps, accommodation and services, have been completed as per the Saudi Arabian guidelines. India has strongly rejected the motivated and baseless comments made by Pakistan on the Wakf Amendment Act enacted by Parliament. In response to media queries regarding comments made by Pakistan on the Wakf Bill, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, Pakistan has no locus standi to comment on a matter that is internal to India. He said Pakistan would do better to look at its own abysmal record when it comes to protecting the rights of minorities instead of preaching to others. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has said the southwest monsoon seasonal rainfall from June to September this year is likely to be above normal. IMD Director General Dr. Mrityunjay Mahapatra stated this while briefing media in New Delhi today.
Puri desh mein 2025 ke dakshin pashchim monsoon June se September tak ki ritunishth varsha samanya se adhik yani 104% se long period average ka hone ka sambhavana hai. Neutral El Nino Southern Oscillation condition, neutral Indian Ocean dipole, lower than normal snow cover area hamare aane wale monsoon season ke liye favorable hai aur hum is season mein ek above normal seasonal rainfall expect kar rahe hain aur quantitatively 105% hai.
The benchmark domestic equity indices today surged over 2% amid positive global cues following temporary tariff relief on electronic goods by the US and hopes for additional tariff exemptions for the auto sector. We have a report.
The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex rallied 1,578 points to close at 76,735. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 rose 500 points to settle at 23,329. In the forex market, the rupee today strengthened by 28 paisa to close at 85 rupees and 77 paisa against the US dollar. In the Indian bullion market, 24-carat gold was trading at 93,390 rupees per 10 grams a short while ago. Sarabjit Kaur, Akashwani News.
The Diamond Jubilee celebrations of Akashwani Hyderabad Kendra began this afternoon with Director General Akashwani and News Services Division, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur, virtually unveiling the pylon to mark the momentous occasion. Addressing Akashwani Hyderabad officials and staff on the occasion, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur said the shift of broadcasting technology from analog to digital transmitters has enhanced its broadcasting capabilities and adoption of internet technology has expanded its reach and also enabled live streaming of various channels. In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings have set a target of 112 runs against Kolkata Knight Riders at Chandigarh's Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium. Earlier, Punjab Kings won the toss and were all out for 111 runs in 15.3 overs after electing to bat first. Now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Enforcement Directorate files charge sheet against Congress leaders Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi and others in alleged National Herald money laundering case. Supreme Court sets 6 months deadline for trial in child trafficking cases. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks to his Danish counterpart Mette Frederiksen over telephone. Both leaders reaffirm their strong support for India-Denmark Green Strategic Partnership. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari sets goal for highway construction. at 100 kilometers per day. IMD forecasts above normal southwest monsoon from June to September. Sensex and Nifty surge over 2% amid positive global cues following temporary tariff relief on electronic goods by the US. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.